I'm serious. We wear our helmets. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We have a good time worshiping the Lord at Landmark. Amen. Those of you that are interested, and you've been coming to Landmark for a year or less or so, and we've got Starting Point, and that is a class with Brother Yance, and that he helps us with our newcomers. And there's 10 subjects that are covered. And this is every Sunday afternoon at 5:30. If you want to learn about starting over or your new life, beginning the race, your church family, a world of fellowship, God's word, your roadmap, prayer, your direct connect to God, faithfulness, staying on track, your pastor, your shepherd, that's me, hallelujah, character, being who God wants you to be, the family, God's design for the home, your future, running the race, great topics and wonderful subjects, and just a class setting and very casual. 5:30 this afternoon, every Sunday, 5:30. If you'd like to be a part of that, then we would love to have you come. Free of charge. Amen. Praise God. Are you happy? Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm so happy. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're making this place look good. Yes, they did tell the truth. Praise God. I see family members that have other family members with you, and I see that big smile on Joni's face. Hey, man, she got a couple of comrades with her today that she's excited about, and just feels good to have folks you love and family around you when it's church time. I love it when it's church time. Amen. Praise God. All right, while you're standing, we're going to focus your attention on Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 13, where the Lord said, you're the salt of the earth. Everybody shout salt. But if the salt had lost its savor, that's its ability to be salty, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. And then let's look at Luke chapter 6 and verse number 40. The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And we'll give you a touch about that toward the end of the message. But again, thank you for being here for the Word of God. Our worldwide media, where people are able to see us live, having church, is growing by leaps and bounds. I had another call, or another text rather, last night of several other folks that have joined, some folks in North Carolina, and I believe it's some folks in Florida. We've got folks in Texas, and we've got folks everywhere watching us while we have church. And so our congregation is growing worldwide, literally, because of the live cam. I believe that's why the latter rain is going to be greater than the former, because there's going to be more of us. Revival is here, and the anointing is here to break the yoke. And all you've got to do is whisper the name of Jesus to feel his presence. Let's ask the Lord to help us right now. Holy Ghost, calling on the name that is greater, the name that is more powerful, the name that is more wonderful than any other name, the mighty name of the Lord. Speak to our hearts and our lives here today in a great way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God richly bless you as you're seated. Praise the Lord. We want to talk a little more about the salt. We've been talking about that here lately. We've even changed our leadership title. It was LIT, Leadership and Training. We meet once a month for leadership, and this is department heads that lead our certain departments in our church, and we've changed that to SALT. Because it's not just leadership and training, amen. It's servant and leadership training. Praise God, because we believe at Landmark we're greater servants than we are leaders. I like that. Praise God. Amen. And so what the Word of God told us in Matthew is right here that this is Jesus speaking. And he's saying, I need your help. He came as a man, of course, and spent less than 40 years before he had to be gone again. But he left us with this message. And the message is clear. It is a wonderful time. The man spoke of healings and cancers being instantly healed. I know God can heal of cancer because I've been healed of cancer. How many of you have ever been healed of anything? Just wave at me like that right there. Be proud of it, because God is still able. And so if God can do it for this many people in this crowd, he can do it for that many people again today in another crowd. Amen. And so he left his flavor. He left his salt. He left his character. He left everything there is about him for us to emulate to this world. Amen. And so there is a dire need for people of the Church of the Living God to become salt. Amen. Praise God. And so it is. I have to back off salt because I have a thing about high blood pressure. And I can tell when I put a little too much on my French fries. A few minutes later, you know, I can hear my heart. Boom, 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 boom. And I got to back off the salt. Because it gives you high blood pressure. But I got a feeling in the Holy Ghost, high blood pressure is a good thing. Amen. Let's make the blood pressure a little higher at Landmark today. And let's become the salt of the earth. Amen. Somebody said, well, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Well, that's a good country slogan, but I got news for you. If you put a salt lick out there, he'll drink every time. Amen. And so what we want to do is we want to put out the salt. So people would come to the fountain of life and drink freely. Because whatever he's done for me and you, he will gladly do for anybody else. So he's simply saying, I need you today. Amen. We have a destiny. He made a home here, but it wasn't eternal. And we need to stop living in this world like this is where we're going to be forever. Because before you realize it, you're going to wake up and half of your life is already gone. And that's all you get for that half. It's not coming back. And whatever you got's what you got, and you're not going to get any more. Now you may have the other half, or you may have the other quarter, or you may have the other third, or you may have the other eighth, or you may have, I don't want to talk about that. Because we don't have long in this life. Amen. And so we can put on blind eyes every day and live as if we're going to be here forever. But we need to understand it's just a nail in a carpenter's pouch. It's going to be gone here in a few minutes. Amen. It's water spilt on the ground. You can't pick it back up. It's a bird on a limb. It's going to be there for a moment and fly away. If you're going to get a picture, you better get it fast. Am I right? That's exactly what James lets us know that life is. It doesn't last very long. Amen. And so whatever we're going to do, we need to do now. And we need to do it quick, because we've got a Savior that's about ready to come and take his church home. You feel it. I feel it. The world feels it. Everything that's against God is going nuts. It's going crazy, because it feels the fact that something astronomical is getting ready to happen. And everyone that's in love with Jesus Christ is giving it everything they've got, because they feel that something astronomical is getting ready to happen. The world's going crazy and the church is going crazy. They can't get enough of that, and we can't get enough of this. Amen. Because there's no such thing as a churchy world and a worldly church. The line is drawn right here at Landmark. You can see it. Amen. We're not pretending. We're really happy. We love the Lord, and we lift up the name of Jesus, and we want you to join the team. Amen. And so that we can sprinkle a little salt in Davidson County and make them thirst after the things of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so we have a destiny. Praise the Lord. We've got a job to do. That's right. Yes, I'm gonna throw out that four-letter word. Let me make sure. W-O-R-K. Yeah. Gotta preach the truth. Amen. We've got to go to work for the kingdom of God. We need to understand that before Calvary and we made our way to the cross, it was all about us. But after the cross, let's go to work for the cross. Let's go to work for the kingdom of God. He didn't save us so that we can just say we're saved. He delivered us so that we can deliver. He loved us so we can love somebody. He helped us so we can help somebody. He strengthened us so we can strengthen somebody. Let me deviate from the subject for just a moment and let somebody know. And I sense it, and I know who you are. I don't know who you are. I may not know your name. But I know this, you're in here today because you have a dire need in your life. Amen. You don't have to earn anything. You don't have to work towards anything. I'm telling you, your Savior is here today to give you the desires of your heart. Somebody help me reach out by faith. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Amen. Amen. You thought you came here just for another service? You thought you came here just to check things out? Oh, no. You came here because the Lord wanted to meet you face to face and touch you with His healing virtue, and to touch you with His saving grace, and to touch you with His anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody here is unworthy of the blood of Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you here today, God wants to deliver you and set you free. Amen. You may be sick in your... Oh, no. You. What is it about this North Carolina thing that I'm unworthy? I can't go to your church. You don't know what I've done. You don't know where I've been. Like the ceiling's going to fall in. Listen, we worship God so hard, the building shakes. I let the contractors know you might need to thicken that 2x4 because we're going to do this thing in here. Amen. Somebody accused me of being Pentecostal. We may as well be found guilty. Praise God. Amen. The roof's not going to fall in. Listen, you're the reason He died. You're the reason He bled. You're the reason He stretched His arms out like this and said, I love you this much. You don't deserve anything. I don't deserve anything, but He's here to give you what you don't deserve. And that's the healing virtue of God. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's strength in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you'll believe God with me, just whisper His name right now. And the power of God can fall. Trust me, there's healing in this house. There's deliverance in this house. There's anointing in this house. The presence of the Lord is here. Salt is being sprinkled in this sanctuary right now, making somebody so thirsty that you can't take it. Oh, hallelujah. Me too. Praise the Lord. Amen. The anointing is here to break the yoke and to tear down some strongholds. Praise God. One of our missions is addition, and that is simply adding to the church daily, such as should be saved. One of our missions is to be faithful in our gathering, coming to church when the doors are open. Another one of our mission is harvest. Amen. We need to bring it in. Hallelujah. And to get bigger, better, and more aggressive. And that's where we are, Landmark. We need to get more aggressive about this. Praise the Lord. I told you, the world is on fire right now. And they're being more aggressive. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you noticed Pokemon's having revival? They've come back with a new start, man. Amen. They're everywhere. Amen. I'm not preaching against Pokemon. I'm just telling you. Amen. Things that were going on in the world have come back with a force and with a fire. Hallelujah. And things are coming out of the closet that you've never dreamed of. That's right. And so, hey, why can't the apostolics come out? I'm just saying, come out wherever you are. And when you come out with a fire. Come out with a desire. Come out with a power and an authority, because somebody needs help and they need your salt. Praise God. Amen. How do we measure our ministry? I believe that we measure our ministry by our salt, by how thirsty we make others. You're not going to measure your ministry by your education. You're not going to measure your ministry by things that you've learned or things that you've gathered. And maybe you feel because you've sat here longer than others that you've earned something. You better get that out of your head. You measure your ministry by your salt. How thirsty do you make people? How thirsty, how much do you gather? What's your desire when it comes to soul winning or reaching out to the lost or reaching out to those that are hurting? Amen. What will you do? What do you do with self-initiative? Amen. What's your game plan? When you wake up in the morning, what's your game plan about reaching somebody? That's your salt. And that's how the Lord measures your ministry. And if you want to be exalted and do great things, then get up in the morning and desire to do great things for the glory of God, whether anybody's watching or not. My. Measure your ministry by your salt. Hallelujah. When a nation, a church, or a person, or an individual forgets God, truth goes out the window. Revelation goes away. Revival just stops. Spiritual growth is non-existent. Children lose out with God. And our overall influence spiritually is null and void. What is God's desire? I believe he wants us to know who Jesus really is. I believe he wants us to know about salvation. I believe that he wants us to know about holiness and righteousness before the Lord. And then to throw somebody the lifeline. Amen. To come out and be not ashamed. Somebody said, you know, we're different. That's just now dawning on you. Amen. Everybody, I don't care where they are, amen, they want to be different in some kind of way. Why don't we be different for the glory of God? Amen. Why can't we be an influence? Why can't we infiltrate the world with the saving grace of Jesus Christ and change everything? Hallelujah. I'm asking you, don't lose your savor. Because chances are then, after that, you might lose your Savior. Don't lose your soul. Don't lose your soul. Amen. He needs the soul. We're sent into the world that the world might be saved through him. We're responsible to carry the soul. That'll make them thirsty. Who wouldn't want to come see miracles, and signs, and wonders? Amen. We had a young man, 15 years old, and started coming to our church, and he said, if I see a miracle, I'll give my life to God. Well, today, he started his own church, and he's pastoring his own church. He's not 15 years old anymore, amen, but he gained some salt. Why? Because the more he came to Landmark, the more miracles he saw. The more he came to Landmark, the more great revival he saw. The more he came, the more blessed he was. And he began to see things that he never saw before. He got what he asked for. And since he got what he asked for, he kept his promise. He gave his life to God, and now God's using his life. He's got salt. And many, many others that have gone out. Amen. Are being used of God. Some of you don't even know Lonnie and Ernestine. Arizona, they don't know who that is. And his mom's constantly coming by the office and saying, Lonnie said hello. I haven't seen Lonnie in 20 years. But they moved from North Carolina to Kentucky. Isn't it Kentucky? Kentucky. Amen. And got up there and got in the church there. And now he's even preaching the gospel. Sent into the world that the world might be saved. Praise God. Making them thirsty. Hallelujah. Miracles, signs, and wonders. That's just the salt. Amen. Seeing a miracle, that's just the salt. Seeing somebody wake up, I can't. tell you how many people we've prayed for that were in comas in Baptist Hospital, Forsyth Hospital, Lexington, Thomasville, High Point. We've prayed for them, and they just wake up. I'll never forget the lady we prayed for in Forsyth Hospital. She was the sickest. The doctor said she's the sickest individual in our hospital. And I bent over and whispered in her ear while the family was putting her funeral together. And I whispered in her ear, and I said, I'm going to pray for you. I'm Pastor Marshburn from Landmark. I'm going to pray for you. You're going to wake up. And I prayed for her. Stepped out of the room to go pray for Melissa's twins when they were born. And when I stepped out, people ran out of the room and said, preacher, come back. She's waking up and starting to talk. And I went back. That time they joined with me in prayer. Is it just me, or am I the only one that feels the Holy Ghost in this house? Hallelujah. I can't give him enough praise by myself. Somebody's got to help me. I can't give him enough glory. I can't give him enough salt by myself. Somebody help me. Oh, you can go home and criticize this. You can talk about this and downplay this. But the rest of us, we got work to do. We've got things to accomplish. We got things that matter for the glory of God to get done. Hallelujah. People need healing. People need raising from the dead. People need ears unstopped, eyes open. Amen. It was less than 2 weeks later, she was standing right over there to her feet and giving testimony about how God healed her body. That's the only thing I asked her to do. Amen. I said, I went back and prayed for her. And I said, you're not just going to wake up. I said, you're going to leave this hospital in record-breaking time, and you're going to get up. Amen. Her husband was a professor at one of the local colleges, and I walked over, and there was tears in his eyes, and he just shook his head like, what in the world just happened? And I let him know it was God that just happened. Amen. There's no philosophy that can explain this. You can't talk this up. You can't talk it down. You can't talk around it. It's just God. And you've got to accept it and believe it. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I asked her, I said, when this happens, I said, I want you to come to Landmark and I want you to tell our people. I said, because our people need that encouragement. They pray for people all the time, and people get healed, and we never see them again because they're back in their position where they're blessed again, and they don't need God anymore. Amen. I walked in a restaurant just a few months ago, and someone stopped me and said, hey, preacher, I've been meaning to get a hold of you for over a year. I said, really? And I said, how come? And they said, you remember that man you went and prayed for that lived over on the lake with lung cancer? Fourth stage, lung cancer? I said, yes, sir, I remember it like it was yesterday. He said, well, I've been meaning to get a hold of you, tell you. He was healed. Okay. Our church needs to hear that. We need to know that. Hallelujah. We need to know our prayer is not in vain. Somebody tell us. Let us know. Testify. Let the Lord know that He's good, that He's doing great things, that the anointing is still breaking the yoke and tearing down strongholds. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, whatever you do for God, it's going to come back and get you. You know that whatever you do in the world, it's going to come back, and you can play now, but you're going to pay later. I'm not even going to talk about that because people don't want to see it and don't want to fathom that. Amen. And think I'm picking on you. No, I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just here to tell you, amen, whatever you do for God, it's going to come right back and get you. Amen. It's going to make you a better individual. It's going to give you a better community. It's going to give you a better church. It's going to make you more effective in the world. It's going to set you on fire. It's going to do greater things for you than this world could ever do. It'll give you a greater accomplishment in your heart, your mind, and your spirit than you have ever had in your life. How many of you would like to do something for the glory of God? Hallelujah. Amen. Don't lose your savor. because we don't want you to lose your Savior. You're sent into the world that the world might be saved through Him. We are responsible to carry this stuff. Stand for this or fall for anything. Amen. Hallelujah. There's somebody in this house today that if you woke up to the spiritual degree that God has planned for you, that you're going to give hell a nervous breakdown. Now that's the bottom line. You said, preacher, you don't know what I've been. You know why you've been so bad? That's because you got the potential to be so good. The devil wants you so God can't get you, but look where you are. Amen. Listen, in the Word of God, if the goddess Diana can take the religious world and places like Ephesus over and make them afraid of the apostolics, if the Mary Baker Christianities can rip Bibles out of our schools, why can't the apostolics bring one God, apostolic, groundbreaking, Pentecostal revival and harvest to our generation? In Diana's day, she was just a God made with hands. They set her up and began to preach about her. And that idol sent so much fear in the world until when Paul and his bunch came to Ephesus, they were afraid of them. Now, we live in modern society, but there's people out there that are afraid of us. Hey, how can you be afraid of deliverance? How can you be afraid of worship and praise to your God? How can you be afraid of healing? How can you be afraid of salvation? How can you be afraid of being excited about God? I'll tell you how. When you're so accustomed to other gods telling you to keep your mouth shut, sit down, and be still until church is over, and then go home and be the way you've always been because there ain't no help for you. That's how you can be afraid of this. But I'm not preaching fear today. I'm preaching faith. Amen. I'm not preaching condemnation. I'm preaching anointing. Amen. I'm preaching another level. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm preaching a place that you can get with God that He has a desire to walk with you, talk with you everywhere you go. Somebody say the name of Jesus. My Lord. Praise God. I'm just saying, singers, if you're going to sing, make mine salty. Leaders, if you're going to lead, make it salty. Preachers, if you're called to preach, make it so salty that we can't stay away from your sermon. Again, come out wherever you are. And if they can come out of their closets, let's come out of ours. They need the salt. This is not an amusement park. This is a redemption center. This is a hospital where we can take care of the needs of people. We can help them. We can reach out to them. This is a repenting church. This is a baptizing church. This is a Holy Ghost-filled church. Yes, this is one of those tongue-talking churches. This is a holiness church. Amen. I'm pouring out the salt right now. Hallelujah. You say, I don't understand that. That's okay. And we're not going to force you into anything. But you need to keep coming a little while and find out what page we're on before you make a decision. There's professional golfers out there. There's professional football players out there. Ask them if they were professional the first time they played. No, they checked it out. There was something about it they liked, and they stayed with it. They now love it so much until they're professional at it. I got a feeling if you check this out for a little while, you're going to fall so in love with it that you're going to get so much salt, you're going to be a professional. We're not strange, and we laugh at the fact that people call us a cult. You can't be a cult and worship Jesus. You can't be a cult and worship God. You can't be a cult and speak in tongues. Amen. You got to drink blood. You got to have, you got to sacrifice your cat. Hallelujah. Hey, I apologize that we're so happy about this stuff. I apologize that we're so excited about this stuff. Amen. Dead religion is not us, because we don't just have religion. We've got a relationship with the Lord. We actually love Him because He loved us to death. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so it is. It's a Holy Ghost church. Amen. I'm pouring on the salt. Amen. I want us to go out fearless, and I want us to go out unafraid. David said, I don't need your modern armor. I'm walking out of here with just a slingshot. That was not the weapons of his day. That slingshot was an antique. They tried to put armor on him. They tried to give him a sword. He couldn't pick up the sword, and his feet wouldn't reach the bottom of the armor. And he said, just give me my slingshot. Something antique. But something about that antique weapon, David had confidence in it because it worked before. And since it worked before, why not use it again? I'm just telling you what we're talking about here today has worked for 2,000 years. Why won't it work today? God. Brother Tyre, would you change that, sir? Hallelujah. Amen. Shamgar had an ox goat. You know what that was? A stick that was sharpened. That's how he won the victory over his enemy. Gideon said, just give me 300 out of all these thousands, and I'll conquer the enemy without firing a shot. Moses said, just give me a wooden rod, and I'll lead over 3 million people out of Egypt into their Canaan land. Just give me a stick, because it ain't the stick. It's not the slingshot. It's not the ox goat. It's the Spirit of the Lord. It's the anointing of the Lord. It's the touch of God. I want somebody to let this thing hold you. Let this thing get a shake you. Let it stir and motivate. Let it make you salty. Comparing ourselves to this world will cause us to lose our savor. Because the Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. I want somebody to refuse to lose. Jesus said, follow me. And that caption, if you can't read it, it says, every disciple, when properly trained, will be like the teacher. Let the Word of God train you so we can be just like the teacher. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. It's different. I am aware of that. But I'm here to ask you. I'm here to challenge you. I'm here to call. I'm here to reach out to you. We need favor with God. But you know what's most important? Is that God has favor with us. If God's my favorite, then I'm going to get connected to the salt. I'm going to change my world. And somebody in this house is going to be changed today. And so I'm asking if there's anybody in this building right now that needs anything I have discussed from God, I want you to come and stand with me at an altar. And I know that's awkward too, because there's so many churches not even giving altar call anymore. Just relax and come right on up. Just relax and come right on up. It's an altar. It's where the Lord can alter things, make things fit. It's where the Lord can bless you. It's where the Lord can touch you. It's where the Lord can reach out to you, and you can reach out to Him with no regard for who's around you. Let's make plenty of room. If we could fill the gaps, just come right on up. There you go. Hallelujah. We're not asking you to join the church. We're not asking you to be anything. We're just asking you, if you need something from the Lord, He's here to meet that need. Would you come? Would you come and reach out? Would you come and believe the Lord? Would you come and trust God with us right now? Hallelujah.
Seated on his throne.
Hallelujah.
He was clothed in glory.
My God.
And exalted high.
My God, my God.
And the train of his robe.
Oh, Jesus.
Filled the temple.
Jesus. Jesus.
And the angels circled round him and cried. Ooh. You
cleanse where there needs to be a cleansing. Let him wash where he needs to wash.
Hallelujah.
Let him purify where he needs to purify. Let him strengthen where he needs to strengthen. Let him anoint. Let him appoint. Let him call you where he needs to call you. Let him reach you. Let him teach you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I wonder if we could just, you know, when you lift your hands, it's just a posture of surrender. That's all it is. Why don't we just lift our hands and surrender to the Lord? And just simply say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Not my will, but your will be done. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shake somebody's hand. Be friendly. God richly bless you. You're dismissed today in Jesus' name. Church, come early tonight for prayer. Let's set the atmosphere for good church this evening in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.